We've been working through the state summary confession of faith to see that it is in fact biblical. This morning we'll be reviewing the paragraph from the church's statement of faith addressing the covenant of grace. All of history after humanity's fall into sin illustrates a progressive outworking of God's covenant of grace. Beginning with the first promise to Adam after the fall and continuing throughout history to the end of the ages, God orders all things in view of his single purpose of demonstrating his glory by redeeming a people to himself through Christ. Covenants in Scripture are solemn agreements negotiated unilaterally or imposed that bind the parties to each other in permanent defined relationships with special promises and obligations on both sides. As set out above in the church's statement, God's purpose in his covenant of grace is demonstrating his glory by redeeming a people for himself through Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us that explicitly in Ephesians chapter 1, where it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." When God created our first father and federal head, Adam, he placed him in the Garden of Eden to work it. He forbid him to eat of one tree on penalty of death, and he entered into fellowship with Adam. Adam violated God's covenant of works by eating of the forbidden tree, and he brought the promised curse of death on himself and on all creation. But at the same time, God announced the first sketch of the covenant of grace in Genesis 3:15. He said that the seed of the woman would bruise Satan's head, and Satan would bruise the heel of the woman's seed. We know now that the seed of the woman pointed to Jesus Christ. It pointed to his incarnation, in fact. Down through history, Scripture recounts the progressive revelation of the covenant of grace. In his covenant with Noah, God promised never to destroy the earth in a worldwide flood again for man's sin. In the covenant with Abraham, God promised him land and a naturally born heir, and that in Abram's seed, all nations would be blessed was Jesus. God extended that blessing to the other patriarchs, Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of Abraham. In the covenant with Moses and all Israel through Moses' mediation, God promised to his people who would obey his law. Though they never could keep his law, its giving was an act of grace because it showed them their sin and the purity of God. In the covenant with David, God promised that he would set up David's seed after him and that his kingdom would be established forever before God in his obedient seed. In the grace of God and by his covenant, Jesus was the promised seed. Jesus is the only man who ever lived without sin, who did fulfill the covenant of works, and who became the perfect sacrifice for all mankind, whose blood was of infinite worth in remitting sins. He did for us what we can never do for ourselves. God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. To God be all the glory. Almighty Father, we thank you for your glorious covenant of grace. May we forever overflow with thanksgiving and praise for your perfect plan for overcoming our rebellion and for reconciling us to you through Jesus Christ. Amen.